All you good ones, you commanders, eagles, and angels, welcome to Tar
Rainbird,
Around the
Rainbird, Rainbird, yes. You're totally muffled. Nobody can hear that.
Oh, my. okay, so let me try this and tell me if it gets better.
That's a little bit better. Where's your little setup there? That sounds so much better than that.
Well, I'm using that little setup.
Oh.
So is this better?
It's a little better, yes, Lady Master. It's a little better.
Okay. All right, well, let me know if it gets worse.
Okay.
And all right, thank you. And so thank you, all you good ones, for joining us here tonight at Tara and Rama's Hard News Call on Friday night. We're grateful for all of our lives. And this is Rainbird, and I'm setting the tone for this evening by calling in those seven sacred directions. And so I'd like for all of us to go into that heart space and take those three centering breaths. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, or however you want to. Go into that heart space. Let go of the dross of the day. Bring in that place of calm. Peace. Good Ho, all you good medicine ancestors, come join us here tonight at this round table, this Rainbow Rose round table. We're grateful for all of your wisdom and all of your old ways. Thank you for reminding us that we can remember these ways in our own self. Thank you for joining us here as we do this good work. Thank you, all you good medicine ancestors. All you spirit gatekeepers of the East, come, look this way. This place of the rising sun, promise of new beginnings. Thank you, eagle and hawk and condor, connecting us to the heavens, sending our messages, bringing in our messages. Thank you for that big vision and that attention to detail. Thank you, all you good high-flying ones. Thank you, all you good spirit keepers of the deep. Thank you for joining us here tonight. All you gatekeepers of the North, come, look this way. The tall standing nations, we're so grateful for you. Thank you for showing us how to stay grounded and reach towards the sky. Thank you, white buffalo catwoman, for bringing us that pipe ceremony, that way of praying peace, way of praying. Thank you for connecting us and midwifing us as we go through this passage, bringing heaven to earth, earth to heaven, making these new beginnings, birthing these new ways from old memories. Thank you, all you good ones of the North. Thank you, Buffalo, for reminding us all the ways that we are abundant. And Elk, showing us how steady and slow gets the job done. Thank you for that cold, hard truth in the winds of the North. Showing us how to think clearly, meaning it's wisdom and knowledge. But thank you, all you good ones from the North. Thank you for joining us here tonight at this round table. Be grateful. And all you good gatekeepers of the West, come look this way. Join us here. Thank you, Nagual, showing us how to walk with one foot in one place and one foot in the other, in the tonal. Thank you for that dream time, that going within space. Thank you, Bear, for showing us all these ways. And thank you, Horse, for showing us how to stand in our power. Thank you, Jaguar, Cancer, thank you for guiding us through the novel. But thank you, all you good ones of the West. Thank you for joining us here tonight. All you gatekeepers of the South, come and look this way. Thank you for joining us here tonight. Thank you, 13 clan grandmothers. Thank you for your life. Thank you for carrying that wisdom. Thank you, corn, for showing us abundance in all these many ways. thank you, children, for reminding us how to be in the moment. Thank you for your laughter and your dance and your song, and all of our songs. Thank you for the plant healing work. Thank you for joining us here. Thank you for the furry ones living close to the ground, the possum and the groundhog and the prairie dog and the weasel and the rabbit and the coyote. Thank you for reminding us not to take ourselves so seriously. But thank you, all you good ones of the South. Thank you for joining us here. Sky Nation, all you brothers and sisters in the Star Nation, thank you for joining us here as we do this work. We're grateful for all of your lives, all of our lives. We're grateful that you witness what we do here and inspire us and assist us. May our lives be a blessing to you, as yours is a blessing to us. And thank you, Star Energy and Sun Energy and the Great Central Sun. Thank you for your love shining on us, carrying our dreams back to us to reflect it. Our love back. Thank you. Thank you, Sky Nation, for all of your gifts. Mother Earth, come. Come look this way. We're so grateful for you. We're grateful for all of your beauty and your abundance and your resilience. We're grateful to be in that place soon where every day is another step in the healing, repair work that we have in front of us. Ho'oponopono. Thank you for returning to that original divine blueprint. And thank you for your ascension. And we're grateful for all of your kingdoms, all those elementals, and the divas, the gnomes, and the self, and the salamanders, and the undying. All these good spirits of the land and water and the air. Earth. Thank you for those stone people and all of their healing and record keeping. And thank you for those thin ones in the oceans and the scale ones and the cetaceans, those whales and dolphins. We're grateful for your lives and for healing your waters. Thank you. Thank you, all you good ones of the earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for coming here tonight and joining us at this round table. We're grateful. Uh-huh. And ancestors, seven generations back and seven generations forward, thank you for joining us here tonight. Thank you for standing by us as we do this work in the physical. Thank you for the inspiration that you bring and the memories. We're grateful for all of our lives. Thank you for that heartbeat. It reminds us that we all share the same heart. So thank you for joining us here tonight. Oh. So thank you, all of our own guides and angels who come with us as we join this round table. Thank you for all of your lives. We're grateful that we are part of each other's lives and grateful to have this, share this conversation. And so I'll just go right into the housekeeping part where we get to support each other in this way and we contribute to BBS Radio each week for these good archives and this good production and all that they offer. We're grateful for all that they do for us. And this week we owe them $275. And this is what we take care of from our hearts. And the way to do that, you can send a cashier's check or money order directly to DDS. That address is DDS Network, Incorporated. It's 5167 Toyon Lane, Toyon Lane. And that is in Paradise, California. 95969 is zip. Put attention down on that envelope and write in the inside of the memo that this is for Marita's and Tara and Rama's call. And then there you go. That's a good way to do that. And all the money goes in the pot. The other way to do it, that's a little handier, is going to the website, and that's dbsradio.com. Click on Radio Station 2. Scroll down for the icon for the Friday night hard news call or the Saturday call with Tara and Rama or the Stargate Roundtable call with Marita. Any one of those icons will work and take you to the right place, and you can make a donation that way. So that works, and lots of gratitude for all of our lives and all this being easy for us and for all the blessings that come our way when we pay it forward like that. So 13 thank yous and honey in the heart. And now let's discuss Tara and Rama. They have their rent. And they paid it today. So lots of gratitude for all of you who contributed for their rent. It's good to know that they're on time and even early enough to have a good, comfortable weekend and extra time. So it's good to be supportive like that with them, and it's important that we do this work. So what they need now is money for computer repairs that they came across, and they had to buy a new wireless router. It was $80, and another $100 to fix up a computer, and that's vice versa. So they need $180 for that, and they need money for food and gas. So as you are able to gift them, please do so, as they have, they need to eat, and they need to drive, and they need the computers. So thank you again. The way you can send something directly to Rama is Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M. D is in David, Berkowitz, B-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z, 1704-D, Llano Street, L-L-A-N-O Street, number 249, in Santa Fe, New Mexico, zip there, 87505, and then you can go to the website and make a donation that way. To Robert's PayPal account, that web address is a blog site, so there's no W's. It is 2013rainbowroundtable.ning.com. And there's a donate button on the homepage and another one above the blog section. And so that takes 5 business days, but that works. That's Robert's PayPal. You can do it simply that way. If you're sending something through the mail, or if you need to give them a heads up with through the email if you can. And so that's Koran, K-O-R-A-N, 999, at comcast.net. And if you need a phone connection, 317-773-0061 is Marita's number. And she can make arrangements for her contact that way. And also, I like to mention that Mother Segment does good readings through Tara and Rama, with Tara through Rama, and that could be worked out for a trade situation if you're interested in want to participate in that way, then there you go. That's a good option. So just let them know and make arrangements. So lots of gratitude for all of our lives, and I pass this talking stick to you, Karan Rama. Greetings.
Greetings.
Greetings, everyone, and thank you, Rainbird. It was better after that. You know, I guess you get to talk to your technology. I guess we all do, don't we? Tell it what to do, how to behave. We have been having many challenges with technology. There's many solar activities going on, and there's shenanigans galore going on with, you know, the big boys with their big toys. Oh, brother. So, when Rama went down to Albuquerque to take the rent, he got to see Natasha and talk with her.
Yes.
And today, just before we do that, Well, that's a little side piece of news. Douglas MacArthur McCain, a United States citizen, was found dead in Syria.
Right.
An ISIL did him in. Yet he volunteered to go over there. It's a very strange world. But anyway, we'll put him in the circle of support. And then this man, Stewart, I didn't get his last name, but he's a race car.
The NASCAR driver.
NASCAR driver, and NASCAR cleared him to get back on the track. And what happened is that Kevin Ward Jr. Is dead at the moment, as he was angry and his car was totaled and he got out of it and fully intact. And then there was a race car that had to swerve to get out of the way so he didn't hit him. And then the race car that Stewart was right behind, that race car struck him and killed him.
Instantly.
Yes, instantly. And I mean, there's got to be a screw loose to be running around on a racetrack where you're going 100 and some, I don't know how many miles an hour. And whatever happened, happened. And nonetheless, I could tell that he was just overwhelmed with sadness and asking for forgiveness. And I mean, he said, this will take my whole rest of my life to deal with, you know, because the families and all the people that knew this young man, quite a young man, I don't remember how old he was, but maybe in his 20s or maybe early 30s, I'm not sure. Anyway, I was touched by the energy that he was asking for forgiveness with and truly coming from his heart, which all of us right now in this time, which is a very dark time in the astrology, as we've been saying, we're in the overlap now between the Mars-Saturn conjunction that started on Monday and the Neptune Sun-Neptune opposition that comes up here tomorrow. And it combines this quality of very dark moods with very violent reactions combined. And our black ops are definitely using it to the max. And today, you know, they went over there, the UN satellite things that's showing all these so-called Russian tanks in East Ukraine, which is a total lie. And Putin today visited a youth camp north of Moscow with thousands and thousands of youth there, very large youth camp. And he started to speak to them, and he said he compared the Ukrainian army's operations against the rebel-held cities, Luhansk and Donetsk and a few others, Mariupol is another one, with the Nazi siege of Leningrad in World War II. Yeah. And it is absolutely 100% on the money. Remember yesterday we spoke about this, where the actual Kiev Ukrainian troops are not being assisted by their Kiev governments at all.
They feel abandoned by their own government.
Well, it's not about feeling abandoned. They are abandoned.
Yes.
They cannot get help to get their wounded to safety and help. They cannot get food. They cannot get water. They cannot get, you know, rearming them with whatever they need to fight, whatever might be needed. And in general, the army is totally disgusted with their own government on that level. Okay, so he said this as much, and he went on. President Putin said separatists were simply defending civilians under attack, using that name. And I got a little education about this from Tom Hartman today. As a matter of fact, Rama, maybe we can play that little piece. Let me see if I can find that real quick. 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 5. And let's see. Momentito. Just a moment. I just got to. You want to talk, Rama? You go ahead and talk.
Okay. Today I spoke with Natasha and this other lady. She's a professor from UNM, Veronica Baum. And she's a professor of philosophy and Eastern religion. And she told me a story today that is kind of a wild story, along with Natasha, and it has to do with why we're in the place we're at. This ties in with what I talked about earlier yesterday, where since World War II, the Nazis and these mothers' wayward children, to put it simply, have been using these technologies from the stars that they stole from our brothers and sisters. And how this ties in with what happened today is to cut to the chase, this lady, Professor Veronica Baum, is a friend of Steve Schiff.
And tell everybody, yeah, who he is.
Steve Schiff used to be our former congressman in this state.
And he replaced Congressman Bill Richardson before he became governor here.
Yes.
Bill Richardson was a congressman, too.
And Steve Schiff, along with Bill Richardson, were investigating the Roswell crash and stories that have not come to the light of day till very recently. And as they were getting deeper and deeper into the story, and in fact, Steve Schiff and Bill Richardson, I think this was back in the 90s, like the late 90s, almost 2000, they came on 94 Rock, and they talked about this with TJ Trout. And then things kind of went down the road, and Steve Schiff developed skin cancer, and he died. And
yeah, but see, they gave him the skin cancer because
yes.
Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton warned both of them not to go there.
That's right.
And Bill Richardson bought it.
Yeah.
And he got in bed with the Clintons instead.
And when you get in bed with Bill and Hillary, let's say Hillary likes to get on top and she calls the shots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not pretty.
He arranged for Yogi Bhajan to get killed, too.
That's right.
And he also killed another man.
Yes.
And I don't know how many others. It's not even...
And this ties in
the
even...
The point is that Steve Schiff did not listen to that. He pursued it further.
He pursued it. And I got to talk to him once, and he really just told me that this is a road that as you want to travel down, you're going to need a lot of protection to go into it because it involves, like what David Wilcock and Ben Fulford are talking about in this Russian two-hour video, when the Nazis and Operation Paperclip got spirited up here after they hung out in Argentina with Evita and Perón and created Operation Paperclip, and they did not get the death penalty at the Nuremberg trials. They got basically exonerated and given amnesty, and now we got the CIA, the DIA, the ABC agencies I don't even know the names of, and to cut to the chase.
Let's see, you told me am I on the right page?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me just see here. yeah, you told me something that I just wanted to catch up with here. In 1947, before this lifetime, this other lady...
Let me introduce this part of the story.
Yeah, okay.
Veronica Baum got to meet with this lady...
Who was a man in the last lifetime.
And she was the second in command at the 1947 Roswell incident. And she was, like I said, the second in command of the Roswell craft. And our government were playing around with their radar technology, and they bounced a beam off the moon. And it used it.
And then it used it to ricochet and take the electrical systems of the Roswell ship out.
Yes.
I don't know how they did that. It was amazing.
Yeah. And what?
And it caused the ship to crash by short circuiting
and,
their
and
electrical
they were,
system.
There were five grays on that craft, not four.
Mm-hmm. And that story about Allie.
The story, Steven Spielberg's TV movie called Taken,
mm-hmm.
is based on a real story.
And that was the missing... The fifth Roswell incident ET person, and they didn't want to tell everybody that that one escaped.
That he escaped, and it wasn't E.B. E.B. got captured.
No.
And taken to our secret facilities, and they eventually killed him.
Patterson, wasn't it?
Wright Patterson Air Force Base.
And they experimented on him, and at the beginning he could walk through walls, and they said, we can't have that, so they did something that wasn't so nice to cut that ability short. And it caused harm to the ET.
They gave him a virus, and that's what killed him.
Yeah, well, they did everything they needed to do in about 2 years, and then they took him down, yeah.
And the
interesting thing is that his blood, it was chlorophyll.
That's right.
It was actually every part of our blood molecule, and his was identical except the center one, which turned it from being
plasma or hemoglobin
to chlorophyll.
To chlorophyll, and this is how closely we are related mm-hmm. to plants and the energy of the, you know, divic angelic kingdom, plant kingdom, like the secret life of plants in this whole story where, you know, as you telepathically talk to plants, they will talk to you and they will actually move and touch you. Mm-hmm. Just like Treebeard.
I have living experience.
Yes. The story of Treebeard and the Ents is real. They are the shepherds of the forests of this planet. Back to the story. Professor Veronica Baum explained to me that Sonny Sito, this is the name of the man who became a woman in this lifetime.
So after 1947, he died in that crash?
He died.
And then when did she come and get born again?
Somewhere
when did she incarnated?
She incarnated again somewhere around 51, 52.
So she's your age.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And she lives in Silver City, or that's what this lady professor told me. And what Sonny Sito explained to Veronica Baum, as well as Steve Schiff, was that there were many more things that were removed from the Roswell craft that were back engineered that were the basis of all our technology, including transistor radios, all the way up to what we got now. We're talking through this microphone through wireless waves of energy. And as this, what Sonny Sito explained to Veronica Baum is that we came from your future, which is our past, and came from our future back to your time to warn you about the nuclear proliferation and the testing of nuclear energy. And we wanted to speak to the officials at that time. I believe Truman was the president at that time when the Roswell crash happened. Wasn't President Truman? Or was it Eisenhower?
It was 47.
47. Was it?
That was still Truman, yeah.
And what happened after that was a worldwide edict went out from all the ABC agencies, including the AMA, where everybody was briefed by the black ops. And they were basically told that we are being visited, and so we need to prepare in the event of some kind of scenario. And this ties into, you know, what they're wanting to do, which Captain Ashtar will not happen, which is called
not allowed to happen.
Yeah, it will not be allowed to happen, which is a fake alien invasion with their Area 51 craft.
Or you mean they're going to be willing to stop getting on Putin's case and now do that one on top of it?
Well, it is an interesting dance what's going on right now, because they are between a rock and a hard place and the devil and the deep blue sea and mother.
Let me just finish what Putin said, because it was pretty interesting.
Mm.
To the youth camp, he said the part of the country that did not agree with the change in government, meaning East Ukraine, is being repressed with harsh military force, aircraft, artillery shelling, and tanks. Small towns and big cities have been besieged by the Ukrainian army. It's been directly shelling citizens' residential areas with a goal of destroying infrastructure. There's something going on, 3,000 people already dead.
Yes.
In this area. In other words, they've killed more people than in Palestine now.
Yes.
And then the report goes on, and again, you're going to see them shift back to the West, you know, the reporters and stuff. And they're going to say, this is what the reporter said. This is from the Journal News Today from Berlin. Putin did not comment on satellite imagery NATO says proves that Russian troops are totally active in Ukraine. And remember, that's all fake, 100% fake. In his comments, Putin called for the opening of a humanitarian corridor for the Ukrainian soldiers trapped in the southeast. The ones that we've been talking about that don't have food and don't have water and don't have, you know, any resupplying going on, and they can't get their injured to a hospital. A request that drew this response from quote-unquote separatists in Donetsk. With all respect, quote, with all respect to Vladimir Putin, we are ready to provide humanitarian corridors for the Ukrainian army divisions surrounded in these villages. Yet only as they hand over their heavy weapons and ammunition. Yep, and I mean, rightly they so should be doing, because they are carrying out orders from a Nazi collaborative funded by our 471 traitors over here.
Yes.
And our tax dollars is what they're using. Kind of establishment. I can't call it a government. I just can call it a Hitlerian style dictatorship. Poroshenko.
Yes.
And they've been ordered to slaughter citizenry.
Their own.
That is
people.
Against international law, and war crimes and crimes against humanity are being committed. Okay, so yet Western nations are convinced Russia is supplying more than just moral support to the separatists. Then you get a lovely little message from the NATO Secretary General, Anders Rasmussen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, good afternoon. Despite Moscow's hollow denials, it is now clear that Russian troops and equipment have illegally crossed the border into eastern and southeastern Ukraine, using the podium of NATO command to lie.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Then President Putin is clearly not impressed, they go on. And then they go back to the Western point of view. You know, he professes to be baffled as Western reluctance to admit to the truth is continues, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
And Rama, if you want, just play a little small clip. It's not very long, and I know where to find it now.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. You want to take this over there. Oh, I didn't push that all the way down. I think it's not quite secure to the ground. Okay, everybody, we're going to go here now.
Hang on a second. It's coming.
Okay, just move a little until this.
In a city, you can elect your own city government. In a state, you elect your own state legislature and your own governor. Now, here's the deal. There's, I think it's 34 Ukrainian regions that are similar to what we would call states here in the United States. There's two or three of them along the east. But the old Soviet system of every decision being made out of Moscow for every place in the Soviet Union, that system was adopted by Ukraine when they became independent, or a variation on it. So the governor of the states along the eastern border of Ukraine, the governors of those states were appointed by Kiev, which is way off in the middle of the country. And when Kiev was being run by a guy who was kind of, well, who had come from the East and was and spoke Russian as well as Ukrainian, it was fine with the guys in the East. But then when that government got overthrown, apparently with the help of the United States, or at least with the cheerleading of the United States, that government got overthrown and was replaced with a government, you know, with a Poroshenko. He doesn't speak Russian. He's a Western Ukrainian. And he wants to tie to Europe. Then the people in the East said, hey, you know, we'd like to have some say over our area. We would like to be able to elect our own governor. We'd like to be able to elect our own state legislatures. We'd like to be able to elect our own mayors. And Poroshenko said, no, I will appoint them for you. And he was appointing his cronies into these regions. And these people said, no, we're not going to put up with it. And they literally, you know, this became a civil war. And so Ukraine, so out of Kiev, Poroshenko said, okay, we're going to bomb your cities, kill your civilians. We're going to, you know, bomb you back to the Stone Age until you say uncle. But the fight was about federalism. It was about people in the, and I realize I'm hyper-simplifying this, but this, you're not going to find a lot of dispute with this. The people in the east of Ukraine were saying, we want to be able to make our own decisions the way that New York or New Jersey or Michigan and in the cities, we want to be able to have our own local government like Detroit or Chicago or New York. We want a federal system. So Angela Merkel goes over to Ukraine, which is now experiencing this incredible crisis of cash crisis. They're over $15 billion in debt. And she says, here's $500 million as a credit guarantee for your energy and water supply. Here's $25 million in aid for refugees. And by the way, I am suggesting that you adopt a federal system of governance, which is what the people in the East wanted. This is Angela Merkel, you know, arguably the most powerful person in Europe, saying this to Poroshenko. To the prime minister of Ukraine. And so Poroshenko says, basically, okay, cool, but we're not going to call it federalism because that's what these people have been asking for. We're going to call it decentralization. He says, his peace plan envisions decentralization of government by granting more governing authority to regional government than exists in the Russian Federation. And I think this is absolutely fascinating. Here's the first sentence of the Financial Times article by Roman Oliarchik in Kiev and Jivan Vazigar in Berlin. Angela Merkel has urged Russia to engage in a peace plan with Ukraine's government during her first visit to Kiev since the crisis began, as Germany called for the fractured country to consider a federal solution to end fighting with pro-Russian separatists in the East. Let them elect their own governors, let them elect their own mayors. What a novel idea. We might see a resolution.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We should probably get Stephen Cohen back on and get his thoughts on this. They're much more nuanced and sophisticated than mine. But I needed to share that. I wanted to share that.
Okay. There's only one very large problemo with all of this. And it has to do with the sneaky little subtitles that Poroshenko, and Angela Merkel would be delighted, wants to join NATO.
Right.
And that's why you got to hear the commander of NATO with his snide little remarks. And in the meantime, what is Barack saying about all this, Roma?
Well, what the...
He came down a little bit on Putin, didn't he?
Yeah. And basically today, he kind of put David Cameron, you know,
oh,
where the sun don't shine.
That's another story where Cameron's coming out and saying that the jihadists are coming to get us.
Right. We're raising the threat level to severe. And Obama basically just said, I don't think so. And he hasn't raised any kind of levels of anything over here.
And, yeah, in other words, get your shirt back on, buddy.
Right, chill. And, you know, all of this, you know, like I'll bring it back to what Medea Benjamin said when the Shrub was playing his games with Adolf Ashcroft and Mr. Alberto Gonzalez and Tom Ridge. And Medea Benjamin said, we're going to call this the Magenta Alert. So go and pet your cat and feed your cat a little more.
And give them some more love.
That's right. And, you know, pay no attention to the duct tape and the, you know, plastic and, you know, all CIA, Al-Qaeda coming to get ya. ISIL? I don't think so. The only terrorists are the ones right here that called the 471 treasonous members of our Congress tied in with the Terminators that we call law enforcement that are being outfitted with Iron Man suits along with our military to create, you know, this story, you know, Skynet, you know, where is John Connor and his mother, the Terminator? I can go into any number of stories, but back to this story, what I was saying about Sonny Sito and...
Oh, okay. You're going to finish that?
Yeah. What, okay. What Veronica Baum explained to me is right now everything that's going on, you know, along with Natasha, is these guys called the 13 families with their minions who are tied in with these not so nice energies, ankle biters is a simple way to put it, archonic energies that want to play with this idea of absolute control of the planet. And they, in the last few days, they also brought this up as well. The Georgia Guidestones. And it's interesting, who mysteriously paid for the Georgia Guidestones to be built and put there? They also want to, in Georgia, they want to put something like the Ten Commandments or some kind of weird statue outside their courthouse. I don't know what this is about. Herman Cain, remember Mr. 999? He's the one, Mr. Pizza, whatever. He paid for the Georgia Guidestones to be built, Herman Cain.
And what are they?
They're these huge stones that are in Georgia that they have all this different languages from around the planet are written on the Georgia Guidestones. And one of the languages is written in Hebrew, one is in Russian, I think one is in Arabic, and one is in English. But they all basically say, you know, by this time, you know, 2000, you know, remember Y2K? That never happened. That was a false flag story. And all of this has to do with these 13 families wanting to reduce the human population to under 500,000. So we would become their willing slaves. And, you know, the rest would either be put on the red list and sent to the, you know, camps to be executed in the ovens or whatever they want.
Oh, there's another story out there. There's these... bombs that are going to create a whole pile of bubonic plague.
Oh, yeah. That has to do with...
Talk about desperado stuff.
Our biomedical, military, industrial, congressional Congress. Smith, Klein, Glaxo, Barney. In Sierra Leone, they were the ones that created the Ebola virus and let it out of its test tube. And colloidal silver, vitamin C, and I'm sure Dr. Judy Beebe's gem spheres, along with, you know, the Tesla energy, is a complete cure for any kind of virus. And what?
Oh, and then they're also talking about, just because the time is going, shutting down the government as Obama activates a decent immigration system.
Right. And then there's another story out there. And
by the 30th of September.
And then there's another story out October there, 3rd. And I have to read it with 3 grains of salt. And Bix Weir on roadtoruta.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Bix Weir.
He's an advocate of the event. So, and he's faction two.
Yeah, and he doesn't exactly talk about Nasara. He talks about Nasara in form of, you know, it might happen, but I kind of think it's a hoax set up by that, you know, crazy person called Dove of Oneness. He actually said that.
Who did Bix Weir did?
Yes.
Oh, this is not good, everybody.
And, you know, what I have to say about Bix Weir is, you know,
no, just don't.
Send him more love.
And okay.
What they want to do is create a cyber false flag event where supposedly Goldman Sachs is going to be hacked, and then the banks around the planet will be hacked.
Okay, we got to go.
Okay.
Just know that they know just as much as we do about the astrology this week, and they are taking it to the hilt. And we're saying the first law of love is be calm and send them more love. Okay. And Henry Kissinger is writing a book. Okay. So we're going to go for an hour to our conference line at 213-342-3000, the PIN code being 23 pound this evening, and we'll spend some time delving into things. And then at the top of the next hour, we will be meeting you back here at BBS Radio, Station 2, the best radio in the universe. Sat Nam.